T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
David Albert, the spokesman for the New York State School Board Association, is joining us on a Zoom call. And David, this week is going to be an interesting week because it is the return of school board elections. Now, this is something that traditionally has not been very well participated in terms of, you know, election votes and stuff. But I'm curious to get your thoughts on what the election, I guess, forecast is going to be like this year, knowing that schools have been in the spotlight for so long because of the pandemic. And of course, many schools are talking about reopening, especially come the fall. How significant is this year's school board election and budget elections?
Well, they're certainly significant. And, you know, we like to think that every year the school board elections are significant because, of course, we know that school board members are responsible for governing public education in the state. And there's always important issues every year. But you're absolutely correct. This year we have the pandemic and kind of hopefully the aftermath of the pandemic. And there certainly is interest in how schools will be opening in the fall, you know, if they'll be fully reopening. I know this year there was a lot of hybrid learning going on. And so, yes, we have seen that the pandemic and issues surrounding reopening schools in the fall has certainly generated interest in school board seats this election cycle.
Do you think people want to kind of keep the status quo when it comes to school boards, or, you know, is this the time? And, you know, I'm not asking you to make any kind of political statement on anything, but I'm just curious, you know, do you keep the status quo, or is it do other people offer better ideas coming in? I guess I'm curious to get the perspective of the School Board Association on it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously school boards are there to serve as a liaison to their communities. And certainly, I think when elections come around, there may be folks who have different perspectives on how the district perhaps could have handled the pandemic. And obviously, it's their right to run for school board. Whether or not there'll be an interest in, you know, kind of status quo, as you say, you know, really, I think it depends on whether the community is pleased with the work of the school board. And I think one of the things that's important to keep in mind, and we've seen this really a lot in this past year, is that school boards are really caught in the middle in many cases, because school boards are not medical experts or public health experts. They are in charge of overseeing the school district, but they have to work within the guidelines and parameters that are set forth by their state health department, the county health department, and the CDC. So in many ways, you know, districts have to, you know, the school board isn't necessarily able to unilaterally say, you know, we're going to open in person, you know, 100% of the time if the state, federal, or county guidelines don't allow them to do that. They do have to conform to the guidelines. So if there is a 6-foot distancing requirement, or if there's a requirement to put up, you know, plexiglass or something like that in between students, or, you know, transportation has to be done in a certain way, school boards have to follow those guidelines. So I think it's important to have a debate, you know, within the communities. And that's what the democracy is all about. And that's why we have elections.
And then my last question for you, David, is just talking in general about, you hinted on it a little bit, the state guidelines, and just, you know, the idea that the school board members tend to be caught in the middle of it because everybody's waiting for whatever guidelines come down from the CDC and the New York State Department of Health, especially, and even local Department of Health as well. I'm just curious to get your thoughts on just everything that's been going on in New York State and just this tricky situation that school board members have been caught in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly it's been a very challenging year and a few months ever since March of 2020. And honestly, Mike, when we look back on that time and we see what schools have done, you know, really they've solidified themselves as bedrocks of their local communities. If you go back to March, April of last year, school districts were delivering meals to students who didn't have access to meals because they ate their lunches in schools or their breakfast in schools. So districts were actually running buses to deliver those. They were setting up Wi-Fi hotspots in parking lots. This is what school districts do. This is their role in the community. And certainly they've tried as hard as possible to bring students back in a safe way. We all know in-person learning for most students is preferable to remote learning. And districts have really tried to do that, to work within the parameters that they have to work within from the public health experts. So I think it's been a very challenging year. I think schools have been caught in the middle because we know there are a lot of parents who want their children back in school full time. And certainly boards understand that. But they also know that they can only work within the framework of the health officials. So hopefully we can get to a point with the vaccine out there, and hopefully we can get to a point where we can actually do safe in-person learning and get back to what schools do best, teaching children.
David, anything else you think just the average person here in Western New York should know about these upcoming elections?
No, I think we covered it.
Great. Anything on the budget that you wanted to add either?
You know, I think for the budget, we're actually seeing some very positive signs as far as districts are starting to restore some of the extracurricular programs, music programs, art programs that they have cut. You know, last year was a particularly challenging year. You remember for a couple of months there over the summer, their districts were actually getting state aid withheld. But now with an infusion of state and federal dollars coming into the school districts, they're actually able to start restoring some of these programs. And so we're really excited to see budgets that have, you know, really enriching music and art programs. There's funding for counselors and social workers to help students who've struggled during the pandemic. And schools are now looking at putting together summer school programs that will be a mix of recreation and academics. So I think the school budgets are very optimistic, and I need to really thank the state and federal government for coming through for our schools.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.